This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. Yes, it's Friday and the markets have rallied like they did not in the past 10 years. With me is the Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to run us through what happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the upcoming week. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you for having me here, Jerome.
Santosh, indeed a massive, massive rally today, thanks to Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. What are your comments there?
Yeah, Jerome, a massive rally there today. The Sensex rallying by close to 2,000 points. At one point during the day, it was up by more than 2,000 points. The Nifty rallying by over 600 points. Much of this was driven by a dramatic change or a turnaround in sentiment following Nirmala Sitharaman's announcements. The most important of which was that the corporate tax rate has now been slashed to 22% for domestic companies. The earlier tax rate was 30%. Now, this is applicable for those domestic companies which are not availing any incentives or exemptions. Now, the effective tax rate for such companies, which now have to pay only 22%, the effective tax rate including cess and surcharge will come to about 25%. Earlier, it used to be 35%. So, this has come as a big sentiment booster for the market. In addition, the finance minister also announced that companies which will be incorporated on or after October 1st and making fresh investment in manufacturing can now pay a tax rate of 15%. The earlier rate was 25%. Wow. So it's widely hoped that these moves will help encourage more private investments by company because they'll be saving quite a bit on taxes. This is the assumption at this stage that really fired up the mood in the stock market. Market people say that much of today's rally was largely driven by short covering of positions, which means that people who had earlier sold, they rushed to cover up their positions. That's what caused the huge rally in the market today. But you don't see these kind of rallies every day. So close to about 6% jump in benchmark indices, which right. The market has not seen in a very long term. Right. So it's hoped that these announcements help the market find a bottom, because on the whole, the week till Thursday was pretty bleak the way it was going. To say Nifty had hit a 7-month low on Thursday. So this has helped erase most of the losses earlier during the week. And for the week, the Nifty and Sensex have closed close to 2% higher.
Wow. Indeed, interesting there. Can this be called a sort of a fiscal stimulus by Nirmala Sitharaman?
Yes, of course, the government is giving away close to 1.45 lakh crore of tax revenues through this tax cut. And it's quite a bold move, considering that already tax collections have been way off the mark.
Right.
So this has severe implications for the fiscal deficit. But of course, what do you do here? Either you stick to the fiscal deficit target, which means that probably the slowdown could only get worse. Or probably you announce a tax break and hope that probably things get moving in the economy once again, and the buoyancy in the economy kind of helps you compensate for the taxes that you're giving away. When activity picks up, hopefully companies make more profits and they then pay taxes definitely, rather than companies struggling and not paying any taxes at all.
All right. One more question, Santosh. On the same lines, is this a revival ahead of the upcoming festive season?
Well, at least this has helped change sentiment a bit. But even people in the market say that they'll still be a little cautious. Of course, the one-way slide in stock prices, probably that may be arrested for the time being.
Okay.
So it is not so much domestic problem as much as it's a global problem. So if you see earlier during the week, crude oil prices surged because of the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil plants.
Right.
You have the continued trade war between the US and China, which is also time to time, you're seeing a lot of negative news flow on that front, which is hurting markets globally. So most of the bad news in the last few months, over the last few months, have come from the global side of it. Now, you had a situation where you were seeing bad news flowing both globally as well as domestically. Now, at least the domestic part, to some extent, the government has tried to arrest it by announcing a major tax break.
Yes.
However, Indian markets are still vulnerable to any negative news on the global front. So if probably things get worse out there, probably you could again see the market slipping. So it's not so much dependent on government policies at this point in time.
Okay.
But tax cut does have its own set of, does bring its own set of benefits. For one, in Southeast Asian region, India's tax rates are now almost on par with some of its neighbors. So that hopefully should encourage some bit of FDI into India. Also, the other big bone that foreign portfolio investors had with the Indian government was the surcharge.
Right.
So that too has been reversed. So these things have helped sentiment to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
However, while probably the market may have found a temporary bottom, a lot will still depend on earnings growth.
Okay.
Because unless you see a clear revival there, it's unlikely that investors will come and buy in a big way. And also remember, foreign funds have been selling very heavily for the last 3 months now. Close to $4.5 billion pulled out in a single quarter, which is quite huge. So, till you see some kind of a slowdown on selling by foreign funds, the situation is not going to reverse so easily.
All right. Interesting take there, Santosh. What were the other key developments as far as the markets and the economy is concerned?
So tax collection for April-September period has grown by just about less than 5%. The full year target is about 17.5%. So it looks very difficult on how the government will be able to achieve that. Also now they've foregone a considerable chunk of revenues, again, tax revenue. So it does look quite difficult that they will be able to meet the full year growth estimate.
Okay.
Some positive news on the markets. It looks like companies are able to raise money. Axis Bank has announced a floor price for a share placement issue at 661.5 per share. Punjab National Bank is looking to raise about 3,000 crore. So you saw Yes Bank raising some money last month. So overall, it does look like investors once again seem to be willing to invest and companies are able to raise money.
Right.
Also, to meet the divestment target of about a little over 1 lakh crore, the government is likely to come out with the fourth tranche of Bharat 22 exchange traded fund.
Okay.
Having received a fairly decent response for the previous three exchange traded funds, it has so far raised about 26,400 crore. SEBI has barred CG Power and Industrial Solutions ex-chairman Gautam Thapar and three former officials from the capital markets for misstatement of accounts as well as diversion of funds. Regulator has also asked BSE to appoint an independent auditor for conducting a detailed forensic audit of the books of CG Power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Santosh, what about the US Fed? It did cut interest rates this week.
So the Fed has cut benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points. This is the second time this year that the Fed has cut rate. However, three of the 10 voting members were opposed to the cut in interest rates. To some extent, the mood in global markets has been assuaged by this rate cut.
Mm-hmm.
However, how effective this will be in boosting sentiment for other emerging markets, especially like India, that remains to be seen.
Okay, so Santosh, what should investors look forward to in the coming week? Will this rally continue?
Good question, Jerome. Well, over the weekend, everybody will be analyzing the statements made by the finance minister and then trying to identify which stocks stand to gain.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, you saw an across-the-board reaction. Almost all the stocks went up. But on Monday, probably, investors could get a little more selective. They will really focus on those stocks that stand to gain. Also, what people in the market are saying that short covering of positions is what largely fueled Friday's rally.
Okay.
Now, will there be fresh money coming in? That is what will decide the market trend in the near term.
Okay.
While many have hailed and welcomed the announcements by the finance minister, quite a few of them have also said that what the economy needs now is more of structural reforms relating to land, labor, judiciary, education. So you need some very serious structural reforms to meet the ambitious targets for the size of the economy which the government has set for itself.
Right.
That cannot be achieved purely through tax cut.
Okay.
So, but in the mean, in the short term, definitely it does help improve sentiment. So we can't underestimate the power of such announcements. But what people in the market are saying is that most likely it could again slip into a narrow trading range unless you see fresh money coming into the market. That's not been coming for a while now. So investors will continue to watch for global cues as well.
All right.
So there's no news-based development on the horizon right now.
Okay.
But investors will be watching a host of developments.
Well, thank you, Santosh, for the insightful updates.
Thanks, Jerome.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any queries and in case you want Santosh to answer them, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.